The servant of our Lord Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, appointed to the gospel of God, a reading from the epistle of our teacher Paul to the helpers. May his holy blessings be with us. Amen. For on the one hand, there is an annulling of the former commandment because of its weakness and unprofitableness, for the law made nothing perfect. On the other hand, there is the bringing in of a better hope through which to draw near to God. And inasmuch as he was not made priest without an oath, for they have become priests without an oath, but he with an oath by him who said to him, "The Lord has sworn and will not relent, you are priest forever, according to the order of Melchizedek." By so much more, Jesus has become a surety of a better covenant. Also, there were many priests because they were prevented by death from continuing. But he continues forever, has an unchangeable priesthood. Therefore, he is also able to save the uttermost, those who come to God through him, since he always lives to make intercession for them. For such a high priest was fitting for us, who is holy, harmless, undefiled, separate from sinners, and has become higher than the heavens, who does not need daily, as those high priests, to offer up sacrifices, first for his own sins, and then for the people's. For this he did once for all when he offered up himself. For the law appoints as high priests men who have weakness, but the word of the oath, which came after the law, appoints the Son, who has been perfected forever. Now, this is the main point of the things we are saying. We have such a high priest who is seated at the right hand of the throne of the majesty in heavens, a minister of the sanctuary and the true tabernacle which the Lord erected and not man. For every high priest is appointed to other both gifts and to offer both gifts and sacrifices. Therefore, it is necessary that this one also have something to offer. For if he were on earth, he would not be a priest, since there are priests who offer the gifts according to the law, who serve the copy of shadow and the heavenly things. And Moses was divinely instructed when he was about to make the tabernacle. For he said, "See that you make all things according to the pattern shown you on the mountain." But now he has obtained a more excellent ministry, inasmuch as he is also mediator of a better covenant, which was established on better promises. For if that first covenant had been faultless, then no place would have been sought for a second. Because finding fault with them, he says, "Behold the days and coming days, the Lord's, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah, not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers in the day when I took them by the hand to lead them out of the land of Egypt, because they did not continue on my covenant, and I disregarded them, says the Lord. For this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel. After those days, says the Lord, I will put my laws in their mind and write them on their hearts, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. None of them shall teach his neighbor, and Nun, his brother, saying, "Know the Lord, for all shall know me, from the least of them to the greatest of them, for I will be in merciful to their oppressions and their sins, in their lawless deeds I will remember no more." In that he says, a new covenant he has made the first obsolete. Now what is becoming obsolete and growing old is ready to vanish away. The grace of God the Father and with the Lord. Amen.
Catholic Epistle from the third epistle of our teacher St. John. May his holy blessings be with us. Amen. The elder to the beloved Gaius, whom I love in truth. Beloved, I pray that you may prosper in all things and be in health just as your soul prospers. For I rejoice greatly when brethren came and testified of the truth that is in you, just as you walk in the truth. I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth. Beloved, you do faithfully whatever you do for the brethren and for strangers who have borne witness of your love before the church. If you send them forward on their journey in a manner worthy of God, you will do well, because they went forth for his name's sake, taking nothing from the Gentiles. We therefore ought to receive such that we may become fellow workers for the truth. I wrote to the church, but Diotrephes, who loves to have the preeminences among them, does not receive us. Therefore, if I come, I will call to mind his deeds which he does, prating against us with malicious words, and not content with that, he himself does not receive the brethren and forbids those who wish to, putting them out of the church. Beloved, do not imitate that is evil, what is evil, but what is good. He who does good is of God, but who does evil has not seen God. Demetrius has a good testimony from all and from the truth itself, and we also bear witness, and you know that our testimony is true. I had many things to write, but I do not wish to write to you with pen and ink, but I hope to see you shortly, and we shall speak face to face. Peace to you. Our friends greet you. Greet the friends by name. Do not love the world or the things in the world. The world is passing away and its lust, but who does the will of God abides forever. Amen.
A reading from the Acts of our fathers, the pure apostles, who were invested with the grace of the Holy Spirit. May the blessings be with us all. Amen. Then after some days, Paul said to Barnabas, "Let us now go back and visit our brethren in every city where we have preached the word of the Lord and see how they are doing." Now Barnabas was determined to take with them John called Mark, but Paul insisted that they should not take with them the one who had departed from them in Pamphylia and had not gone with them to the work. Then the contention became so sharp that they parted from one another, and so Barnabas took Mark and sailed to Cyprus. But Paul chose Silas and departed, being commanded by the brethren to the grace of God. And he went through Syria and Cilicia, strengthening the churches. Then he came to Derbe and Lystra, and behold, a certain disciple was there, named Timothy, the son of a certain Jewish woman who believed, but his father was Greek. He was well spoken of by the brethren who were at Lystra and Iconium. Paul wanted to have him go on with him, and he took him and circumcised him because of the Jews who were in that region, for they all knew that his father was Greek. And as they went through the cities, they delivered to them the decrees to keep, which were determined by the apostles and elders at Jerusalem. So the churches were strengthened in the faith and increased in number daily. The word of the Lord shall grow, multiply, be mighty, and be confirmed in the holy churches of God. Amen.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. Today is the ninth day of the blessed month of Tooth.
May God begin in goodness and renew it for us in peace and in guilty war, our sin and iniquity forgiven through the tender mercies of our Lord, my Father, my brethren. Amen. On this day, the Holy Father, the Bishop Abba Bizora, who was martyred during the reign of Emperor Diocletian, he was the bishop of the city of Mesel. When this bishop knew that Diocletian apostatized, worshipped the idols, and declared in persecution for the Christians, he gathered his flock and commanded them to be steadfast in the Orthodox faith and them by them farewell. Three of these brothers, the bishops agreed to go with him. They were Psicholos, Phanelikos, and Theodore. They are all went together to the governor and confessed the Lord Christ defended the Christian faith. He tortured them cruelly, especially when he knew that they were bishops and father to the Christians, to make of them an example for others. When the governor fell before their steadfastness in the faith, he ordered them their heads be cut, and so they received the crowns of martyrdom. The body of Saint Bizora was placed in the city of Shebin el Kanater, Arbeya governorate, and then it was relocated to Saint George's Church in Old Cairo. The blessing of their praise be with us all, amen. On this day also of the year 26 AM, the two Coptic bishops, Pilos and Nilos, along with Elijah the priest and one of the lay leaders, were martyred. They were exiled in Palestine and were working there in a quarry. With the help of some of the natives, they were able to build some churches. When Vambelian, the governor, knew that he sent the emperor Galerius to inform him to their conduct, the emperor ordered to torture them. The governor sent these four to Petra in the land of the Palestine. They threw them into the fire and were burned. So they received the crown of martyrdom. Blessing of their praise be with us all, and glory be to our God forever. Amen. Righteous men have desired to see what you see and are not in them, and to hear what you don't have not heard them. But as for I, for thee see, and you for thee hear me, worthy to hear, to act the holy gospel to the prayer of you, O our saints. Remember also our master, Abidan, as to remember and supplicate your peevish rabbin to roll all our guns, every one of us to prepone them who are sick, heal them. For you are the life of us all, the salvation of us all, the hope of us all, the healing of us all, and the resurrection of us all.
Stand in the fear of God and listen to the Holy Gospel, the Holy Gospel according to Jesus and John. May his blessings be with us, amen. From the Psalms, our father David, the prophet and the king, may his holy blessings be with us, amen. Moses and Aaron were among his priests, and Samuel was among those who called upon his name. They called upon the Lord, and he answered them. He spoke to them in the cloudy pillar, Alleluia. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, our Lord God and Savior, Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. To whom is glory forever. Amen. Most assuredly I say to you that you will weep and lament, but the world will rejoice, and you will be sorrowful, but your sorrow will be turned into joy. A woman, when she is in labor, has sorrow because her hour has come, but as soon as she has given birth to the child, she no longer remembers the anguish for joy that human being has been born into the world. Therefore you now have sorrow, but I will see you again, and your heart will rejoice, and your joy no one will take from you. And in that day you will ask me nothing. Most assuredly I say to you, whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give you. Until now you have asked nothing in my name. Ask and you will receive, that your joy may be full. These things I have spoken to you in figurative language, but the time is coming when I will no longer speak to you in figurative language, but I will tell you plainly about the Father. In that day you will ask in my name, and I do not say to you that I shall pray the Father for you, for the Father himself loves you, because you have loved me and have believed that I come forth from God. I came forth from the Father and have come into the world. Again I leave the world and go to the Father. His disciples said to him, "See now, you are speaking plainly and using no figure in your speech. Now we are sure that you know all things and have no need that anyone should question you. By this we believe that you came forth from God." Jesus answered them, "Do you now believe? Indeed, the hour is coming, yes, has now come, that you will be scattered, each to his own, and will leave me alone. And yet I am not alone, because the Father is with me. These things I have spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, that be of good cheer, have overcome the world.
Glory be to God forever. Amen.
Hands of handsome, awesome, and kind, and kind, and help me.